Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Today's sketch is called Dropping a Hint into a Bottomless Well. Several years ago, my husband went through a beef jerky stage. Actually, it was more of a preserved meat stage because he didn't just eat beef and he didn't just eat jerky. We had beef sticks, horseradish salami, summer sausage, pepperoni, turkey bites, steak strips, garlic-infused pemmican, hot and spicy links, Slim Jims, barbecued bacon chunks, jalapeno pickled sausages, chili mango pork nuggets. Open our snack cupboard and you'd see the equivalent of Bubba Gump shrimp products and dried flesh in there. I have nothing against these products. In fact, I enjoy them myself from time to time. However, all of these spicy meats were causing Joel's breath to smell like curried roadkill. Since we hadn't been married that long, rather than come right out and say, "Based on your breath, I think you're decaying from the inside out," I decided to be what some people might refer to as passive-aggressive. I prefer the term tactful. I started by mentioning that I'd read an article about halitosis that recommended the use of a tongue scraper.
"What's halitosis?" asked Joel.
"It's persistent bad breath, dear."
"Oh, why didn't you just say that?"
"No splash yet. This is a deep well." I purchased a tongue scraper and put it next to his toothbrush in the medicine cabinet. After 2 weeks, I took it out of its package. Meanwhile, I threw some more hints into the dark void by purchasing gum, mints, and mouthwashes, and I stocked every cupboard and drawer. Whenever he went in for my lips, I gave my cheek. I even went so far as pulling up a halitosis quiz on my phone one night and saying, "Hey everyone, let's take this fun bad breath quiz and see if anyone here has it." In another 2 weeks, I casually mentioned that I really like my electric toothbrush. I talked about how the rotating head and vibration coupled with my minty whitening toothpaste really made my mouth feel clean. In the spirit of making relevant conversation, Joel said his new power sander had a rotating head and vibration as well. I finally decided subtlety was just not working, so I went for the direct approach. I threw Joel's old toothbrush away. The bristles had frayed into a bouquet of yellowed stems by this time anyway. I purchased an expensive toothbrush that fit into a recharging base. He loves gadgets, so I knew this would appeal to him. That night, as I was sitting at my dressing table, I noted with satisfaction that Joel was brushing his teeth with his new toothbrush. Then I finally lost it. The guy did not have it turned on. I threw down my jar of moisturizer, jumped up, and yelled, "That's it! That is it! Now who's being passive-aggressive? Really? Really? I am so done with this!" Joel slowly lowered the toothbrush with a stricken face. With streams of white foam smeared across his lips and dimpled chin, he said,
"Honey, what on earth? What did I do wrong?"
"Don't play stupid with me. After months of telling you about tongue scrapers and mouthwashes and mints, and I finally buy you an electric toothbrush, yet you are so determined to blow me off the planet with breath that a maggot would avoid, you won't even turn it on? And you ask what you did?" His shocked eyes slowly left my face as he looked at the gadget in his hand. All he could say was,
"This is an electric toothbrush?"
Splash. This is Valerie, the little spouse on the prairie. Please hit like on the Little Spouse on the Prairie Facebook page. See you next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.